This is Edward Fergus with the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education at NYU. And the work we've been doing over the last several years has provided us an opportunity to develop a self-assessment tool that school districts have had a great deal of effort and thought around developing, as well as fine-tuning. So the tool, the self-assessment tool that will be linked to this work, to this particular outline, focuses on specific areas of work in terms of disproportionality. Our tool really premised on the idea of trying to answer roughly sort of three or four core questions around disproportionality. One is, what is disproportionality? How did the issue of disproportionality arise in your school district? What are the ways in which to remedy the issue of disproportionality? And lastly, which, of course, from an accountability point of view is very critical, how do we make sure that we are paying attention to this issue of disproportionality over time? So the self-assessment tool provides you somewhat of a linear process to actually walk through these various questions that speak to different aspects of disproportionality. The self-assessment tool allows you to get into actual data of your disproportionality issue and provides you different modalities in which to actually analyze your own data. The beauty of being able to have these different modalities of analyzing your data is because it helps you to start thinking about the complexity of disproportionality. Another dimension of the self-assessment tool provides you an opportunity to look at specific sets of practices that we know are closely tied to the patterns of disproportionality. At the core of how that element of the self-assessment tool, in terms of looking at your practices, is based on the premise that disproportionality is an actual end game outcome that is a result of a variety of practices that have led up to it. So it doesn't have to do anything specific to relate specific to special education, but rather everything that's happened prior to leading up to special education. So this self-assessment process will allow you to actually examine these sets of issues, which involve issues around the evaluation process, the referral process, the wellness of support teams that are existing in buildings, the types of data that you have available to you, and also the nature of curriculum, intervention, and supports that exist for teachers in providing further academic and behavioral supports for students who are demonstrating different levels of struggle. The other element of the assessment, self-assessment tool is it helps when you're getting to that question of how has it arisen in my school district and what are the related sets of remedies, is it allows you an opportunity to ask yourself the question as a practitioner, how, if these sets of issues are arising in my particularized school district, why exactly is it happening disproportionately for racial, ethnic, minority kids? So there's an element of our self-assessment process that has you exploring different sets of questions around cultural responsiveness of your educational system. And it's that type of self-assessment work that becomes the tougher part of remedying the issues around disproportionality. However, they are also the sets of issues that in the long term become very beneficial to begin exploring at the onset. And finally, the work around the self-assessment tool ends with an opportunity for you to think about ways to monitor the progress that happens in your school district in remedying this issue. I hope this self-assessment tool provides you the beginnings of doing your very short-term and long-term work on addressing issues of disproportionality. Good luck.